Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gift Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash crisis that has led the government to propose, wait for this, barter trade.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the deepening cash crisis and one of the proposals by the government that has caused a lot of commotion against the country.
Yes.
Those who are for and those who are against. Exciting times indeed.
Very exciting times. Mm-hmm. If you have a vote, you can pay school fees.
Indeed.
So in an attempt to address the liquidity crunch, the country's banks will soon be compelled to accept livestock such as cattle, goats and sheep as collateral for cash loans.
Under a new law presented to Parliament on Tuesday by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, borrowers will be allowed to register movable assets as collateral at a central bank registrar. Education Minister Lazarus Dokora has also proposed that parents use livestock to settle school fees arrears. Cash-strapped Zimbabwe abolished its currency in 2009 following massive hyperinflation. Now the country is experiencing a shortage of US dollars, which is the most popular of at least nine basket of currencies that the government has introduced.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yay.
Onguka hama wadiwa maka sununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera kuti titaure kuti munoona sei zvirutaurwa nehurumende zvekuti kumabhanga uko kana uri murimi wakukwanisa kuenda oshandisa mombe dzako sechibatiso kana mbudzi. Kana uri mbereki, zviri kunzi wakwanisa kuendesa mbudzi kana huku kuchikoro se muripo wekubhadhara school fees, nekuti mari munyika zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Asi munoziva muZimbabwe Gibbs, vamwe vanenge vachiseka vachivhundika mbabvu, asi zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika.
Kakhulu Blessing. So vanhu vanenge sevefaka mipikicha lapa lalapa kusocial media vatole kuti nomupikicha katoso trenda kakhulu. Imbuzi phezu kwesihlahla njengokuthiwa zibalulekele ukuthi zibe yi-school fees. So
uyaboyalakunjalo
fowethu. So Zulu, kandaba lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokunenge. One, sizwile ukuthi umnumzana uLazarus Dakora uthi khona okufunakalayo ukuthi nxa ungela mali uyenelisa uye esikolo, ufike nje uzihambela lezinyane lakho ukuthi nathi zinyane usendlalo i-school fees yami, kumbe ngxele wothi kumbe into ezinjalo uyenelisa ukuthi uhambe lakho ufike utsho njalo. Kuzobuya ke lo mthetho okhandwayo kathesi. Umthetho okhandwayo utshengisela ukuthi ungaba le mbuzi, ube lezimvu, ube lenkomo, ongathi ke uyedinga ama-loan ngaphi emabhanga. Singazi ukuthi uyaphumelela kumbe awusozuphumelela. Kodwa ke kunjalo ke singathi sesibuyele ku-barter trade mfowethu.
Wonguka hanzi pa rand, pa US dollar. Mbudzi yapinda pamamonya ipapo. Regai tigouti vanhu vari kuti kudii nezviri kutaurwa nehurumende. Nhasi vanhu vanyora zvasati zvambooneka. Gibbs, saka tichaverenga zvakare macomments avo. Asi for now I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Bekitemba Mhlanga, political and economic commentator. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for joining, for letting me join you as well.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, so Mr. Mhlanga, I guess you've been following the news. You know, there's a bill that is being crafted right now in Parliament in which you can use goats, you can use cows can use any livestock as collateral, you know, if you want a loan. And then we have a proposal from Mr. Lazarus Togora, the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, who's saying you can even use the same, you know, goats. You can use maybe pigs as well, I'm not sure. So some kind of, you know, payment for school fees. So give us your take on this issue. It appears as if this is a very, very serious issue.
Indeed, I think the only silver lining before we go any further is that this is just a bill, so it could die anywhere in the bill formation process. Secondly, I think we have all got used to Lazarus Dokora's eccentric ways. Hopefully this is just one of them, like the teacher school uniforms. But at the heart of it, I think it's a reflection of the level of desperation and chaos to which the Zimbabwean economy has actually sunk to. Because the whole issue of saying, look, people can actually now pledge loans, fees, payment in terms of their livestock, such as goats, chicken, pigs, and whatever, it actually shows a bankruptcy or a deficit in thinking within government circles. Because you and I kids know it very well, that the value of a goat in Plumtree is different from the value of a goat in Mwenyesi. And the value of a goat or a chicken in Victoria Falls is different from the value of a chicken in Imbari. So when you start actually starting to say that people could actually go to the bank and place loans, you are going to create an absolute chaos, an absolute nightmare in terms of when you see your bank manager there, Mr. Mklang, across the table, telling you that, no, in effect, your goats, you will need five of them for me to advance your loan, or the headmaster at Indaba Zimbi School says, no, in fact, with this type of goats, I need 10 of them. However, when you see Mr. Kumalo walking out, having settled his own school fees for his own son with three goats, because the headmaster has actually came to a valuation that these three goats are the equivalent of Mr. Mbilo's 10 goats. Can you see the nightmare that we are going into? What all this reflects, in fact, is that we have a fundamental problem that needs to be fixed, and that problem is that the economy is in a mess. All these other things that people are coming up with, they actually work around a problem. So you see, kids, if your car has an engine malfunction, you do not put a tape over that light in your car that says, check the engine light, so that you assume that your car has actually been fixed. You actually take the car to the garage and get it fixed.
Well said there, I think.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. I think we are now being joined by the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Obet Masaraure. Mr. Masaraure, good evening.
Evening, God bless you. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Masaraure, what is your take on this? Is this already happening in some rural areas, like some of our listeners are saying here?
Yeah, it has already, it has been happening for some time, but I think on this particular case, there are two fundamental areas that we must look into. The role of paying a fees for learners is not the responsibility of parents. I think we tend to miss that. It is the state which is obliged to be paying for learning, for learners at the basic level. Our constitution provides for that, and our state must just assume that responsibility, which they have obviously not been undertaking for some time. The second critical area is when we are saying people are now paying using their livestock or their labor, paying for education, what are they really paying for? These are the same parents who were complaining over the years that they have not been consulted by Lazarus Dokora when he crafted his own curriculum, which remains symbolic and which is imposed on citizens. Now, he is now forcing citizens to pay with all the years for his own curriculum that he designed in his own way, which he never consulted the same parents. This is the same man who crafted a national pledge, which is killed before courts and has been challenged by many parents. Now we are looking at livestock, which is the last line for defense for the ordinary person, for the poor. The last line for defense is they fight poverty. In extreme hunger, in famine, we see witness the people exchanging a bucket of maize with livestock. And now we are, this regime is now targeting that last line of defense against the poverty to fund for an education that is the parents don't need in support. We are looking at labor. The labor that they are saying we can also provide your labor. This labor is used to provide food, provide shelter. It's a source of livelihood for many families. We can't divert it to fund for an education that the citizens don't even believe in. So the whole process is upset. As a union, we have since urged the government to scrape the new curriculum, and secondly, to assume its responsibility of funding basic education as is provided by the constitution.
Thank you so much. But Mr. Masaraure, I also wanted you to explain, you said it is already happening. How are they doing it? Where do they, is there a crow at the school for the cattle? Or what really happens? Who takes care of the goats or these other the cattle or chickens, whatever they are using?
The way it has been done over time, it was simply by negotiating. Those who could not afford the fees, they would bring maybe a cattle, then they would negotiate, then a value would be attached, then the cattle would be maybe, the school would take, they get, if you get boarding school, they would use it to feed other learners, then that student would get a receipt for that. Okay. In other areas, some would bring the goats, then if there are some, the SDC would make a decision that they would sell the goats, and then at the end of the day, the money would be used to fund other processes at the school. But now, if it is now in mass, anyone and everyone bringing
that
a body ticket,
concern,
we come to a point where the market gets saturated, and at the end of the day, the prices of the goat and the chicken are going to fall. At the end of the day, we are going to see teaching and learning materials are going to vanish from schools, because these schools will not be able to afford to buy these learning and teaching materials. So at the end of the day, and the government itself is not even funding the basic education model. Their BIM is not being funded. So at the end of the day, the schools are going to be in a more serious crisis, and they are not going to be able to fund their day-to-day activities. And we will see the quality of education in rural areas declining to new lows.
Thank you so much for that clarification, Gibbs.
Yes, vale ke imlayezelo ethunyezwe nguZulu lapha ke singayikatshana. Umasibanda enyathi uthi sicela becele imali kubomakhelwane, lokho kuyayangisa. Lama pasi sesizagada ngenkomo. So he said, that just to get a pass, you know, from Nyati to Bulawayo, you have to use a cow or something.
Yeah.
You know, so Masibanda is worried. Kuzobuya ke uPrudence Mangela uthi khona, hey, lokhu kambe kuyini? Asasikuzwe lokhu esazalwayo. Kuzobuya njalo uNtukameli Ncube uthi, ya, xa ukuthi imbuzi zangikhona sizazinikwa ngurhulumente, ye, kurayithi ukuthi sizibhadale. Kodwa lokhu nxa sesikukhangele into enziwa ngurhulumente leyi sibona zanimbi kakhulu. Kuzobuya lo mamba layo uthi hey, into zeHarare madoda isozibele yayingcono kakhulu kulalokho. Then kuzobuya ke uBoni Ndlovu, kumbe nguBoni Ndlovu, uthi imagine izikolo zivula ukuthi kuyabe kule mbuzi ezingani. Yeah, so kuziba lapha bamhlaba kazwela abantu lapha kungani bakhathazekile.
Ngiyakuzwa baba Dube, but uma ngathi akukhangela kwinto lokhu khona kuvele kudala obaba labomama babesihambisa esikolo ngezimali zokuthi basebenzile balima bathengisa umumbu wabo, kumbe kwathiwa hayi kothi sithathe inkabi liyani engani singani si-right siye siyingenise emakethi siyithengise kwenzeka ukuthi sibhadele abantwaneni imali ze-school fees. Okwakusenzakala lapha ukuthi wayethatha inkomo liyana ehambe layo emakethi eyithengisa kumbe ngumulwana eyothengiswa enike imali, eyithathe imali ya ehambe eyebhadala yesikolo. Into esenze uLazarus Dukola waze wabuya lala amaphupho yikuthi yena imali leyi ekade ngizayithatha ngingathengisa inkomo yami ekhaya etsholotsho ayikho ebhanga, ayisikho ukubana angifuni ukuthengisa inkomo. Into ekhona yikuthi lungisani ukuthi ngihambe emakethi ngiyethengisa inkomo zami laziya, ngingafaka imali yami ebhanga ngikwanise ukuyikhipha imali yami isalesilinganiso sayo, hayi khona lokho kwamabhondi kumbe kuthiwa kwini, ngihambe ngiyebhadala i-school fees. Yinto ekhona la, lokho kunye nje ukube ngani siyabhodabhoda sithi hayi hambe uthatha igogo kola lokhu kumbe uthatha imbuzi yalokhu kubulawela abantwana esikolo. Ayisiyo into ehluphayo, into ehluphayo yokubana imali yona ngokwayo, insimbi yona lana kumbe iphepha alisabonakali ukuthi abantu bekwenze lokho abafuna ukukwenza ngemali. Lo mfowethu ade kukhuluma lapho esithi uhulumende kulesikhumo esifakwe iconstitution ukubana ibone ukubana imfundo yabantu kuze kuyefika kwesinye isigaba iya ikhona njalo ibhadalwe nguhulumeni. Yiyo indikimba yendaba okumele ilungise. EZimbabwe phela kwesikhathi uyamangala ukuthi hawu kanti kwathiwa imali yaselakala yini, iselakala njani ukuthi kuyebhadala abantwana ne-school fees? Ngokuze zwa kuthiwa hayi kutholakala i-30 million yokubana sokuzathengela abantu izimota, kutholakala i-50 million yokuthi sokuzakuyakhiwa lokhu, kutholakala i-25 million yokuthi sokuzayenza umsebenzi nje. Lokhu kutshengisa ukudidana lokuphambana kwengqondo yenkokheli ukuthi abantu abazibona ukuthi hayi asilungiseni imali yebhadala i-school fees ukwenzela ukubana akusasa abayibona abanikazi belizwe esizabathiyela nasiyabathiyela kungabantu abahambile esikolo. Hayi khona ukuthi abantu betshona begijimisaa le mbuzi befuna ukuzihambisa esikolo.
Kunjalo fowethu. Siyabonga. So Mr. Mhlanga is very specific on this issue. He says, you know, long back our parents used to sell, you know, goats, you know, sell some cows and so forth, and then get money and go and pay school fees. So instead of this issue of taking a whole goat or a whole cow to a school and say, hey, tell me how much it is and so forth, he says, no, that doesn't work.
Rikatiende kuna vama sara ori tisata vere nga sume sanyuru wane vanu tine mashoko waka wandi sanyuru wane vanu. Vama sara ori tichi tarisa iyo nyaya yema school fees. Tukona uti mari ili kushaika kuma bengi. Ziru kufamba sei. Vana wane ngu asina kubadara. Varu kitu kwa sei.
Vana wa jinji wane ngu asina kubadara. Varu kuzore kwa wajigara msukuru. Ninyo ya kuti mtemo ni ngu jita wafana kumbe wa jitsingwa. Azi ziru kuzo kumisira chai kita ngeje kuti msukuru. Zwa hajo ziru kuzi mara zishu na so kushantisa. Varu kuzi barababu shai wani choko chai wani kuti tisha kwa mtidisa kwa nse unga jitsa wanda. Zinowezi rito wati jidro ya chai rande ishingo wetira kudona. Ishingo wetira kudona. Dai urumende ya gatsirisa nyaya kuwa ni kwa kumari wano kwanza kuwa na mari ya kama shawano shanda wa chungu wa chunga ni zao kwanza kuzwa na mari asura mbati chishindi shawajia urumende ya yangu itabasa rawele kutipe wa mchizo isha pebede ni kwa bereki kuti varambe vachagirike kuti vanhu vangadzidzise kuti basa rehurumende rekuti vanhu vanomunyika iyo vaone kuvari vanhu.
Aiwa tinotenda ramba yenyu makabata. Regai timboverenga mafacebook comments kubva pana totanga Sylvester Zolibanzi Zwambela anoti ndoona sekunge hurumende yeZANU PF yakugadzirira maelections nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Hurumende haisina mari saka vakuda kutora zvipfuyo izvi vozoita inonzi command cattle rearing kana kuti command goat rearing. Izvose zvoitwa vachipa vanhu mabond notes here. Benjamin Munaki anoti handione paine reason yekuti vana vaenderere mberi nedzidzo yacho because haichina kukosha. After all danga ndapedza basa hakuna zvakangofanana nekusaenda kuchikoro kwacho. Morgan Mulambo anoti let's not adopt that system. The government must fully subsidize education zvekuti mari yevana kunyepa kunyepa uko vanoda kuidya vega manje ngatiidye tose. Education must be free from grade 0 to tertiary level period. Ngoni Matora anoti iri zano rekubira vabereki zvishoma zvavanenge vasara nazvo. Baba vane vana vashanu vachabhadhara mombe kana mbudzi ngani pa kotore imwe chete. Matenga na gudo haachaite mukore uno. Minoti vari kuti izvi Robert Mangoma Mangoma anotiwo tadzoka pakuchinjaniswa kwezvinhu kwaiitwa mari isati yaveko. Ibata tredi haru kutaura yeah. Then Lolo Paza anoti idano rakanaka nekuti ragara richingoitika kuzvikoro zvekumaruwa. Apa zvango siyana chete kuti vari kuti kana zvikoro zvemadhorobha zvaakukwanisawo kuita izvozvo. Then we have Lynn Shanti Maroje anoti uyu muchinda anonzi dokoraka haachazivi zvaanoita. Paya aiti vana vadzidziswe religion yake haakudzidzisa zvidzidzo. I think it's time for him to leave office. Vesina mgabe wao avachakwanise kutonga. That's Lynn there. I think we'll continue to read some of these messages. Gibbs.
Yes, so kulo mndaze lovela ku penalty sibanda ke uti lokho ubonisa indlela iZANU PF esibulele ngayo ilizwe. Lokho lokho sokutshengisa sobala ukuba sesibuyele empilweni yabakhokho bethu umzilikazi labolobhengula kanye nabempumalanga ombuya nehanda ilizwe lethu laphenduka inhlekisa kwamanye amazwe sesiyangeke kakhulu ngakho lokho thina njengesizwe semandebeleni sikhala ngama British lo Queen Victoria abahluthuna isigodlo senkosi uLobhengula emhlahlandlela ngo 1893 ngabe namhlanje sihlezi ngcono kulalokho sikubona kathesi lokho kuyasifaka abantu So ke yithatha ke umuntu kona
thina muthererelo yokuthanga kudza ishe matare makadi mkoma kudza ishe
ndinofara ini kwakadi
aiwa kuno kuri nani muri kupi mimi
apa ndiri kuchiredzi triangle
kuti sei kuchiredzi
ndikutorohone hana nezviri kungotaurikawo mukufamba kwenyika
asika mungati danho rakanaka here nekuti kahurumende iri kuti mari haipo nai mukoma kudza izvi
iri danho iri ndoona sekuti rakaitwa pakuti bhiza rangaroda kufa saka rakaona kuti rikafa risina zvarataura zvina zvingafambi zvakanaka nokuti zvikoro zvemuno munharaunda mandiri ini handiti tine vana vane vachisvika kuma5 vabereki vavo vobva vanziyai nemombe kana nembudzi kuti muzobhadhara school fees ndoona sekuti tadhevhieta kubva patakatanga kuti chikoro ngachive neuniform kuitira kuti vana kana vachitambura kana kuti vachiwana vasanyanya kusiyana mukudzidza kwavo nokuti izvi zvaakutozopeisira zvatoti afectira maresults evana vedu nokuti umwana achiziva kuti ini kwangu hakusikuwanika every kotoro yechikoro vaakutoziva kuti mbudzi kana madhonga akutotinhwa achiuya kuchikoro zvadaro iye unozochengeta nokutarisa madhongi pachikoro ndiani ndo mubvunzo mukuru wamunharaunda mandigiri uyoyo
saka vanhu vari kutaurawo nenyaya iyi ndati vanhu vari kutaura taurawo nezvenyaya yacho vachipa maonero avo
but pavose vandati ndasangana navo hapana uri kunge achiita senge anozvifarira nokuti zviri kuratidza kukundikana kukuru kwenyika nemaeducation standards isaakutodzidzirwa because kana taakuvhaliwa education against zvihuta handioni kwekuti vana vachava nemisendizo yekuenda kuchikoro ini
zvihuta zvinenge zvaachenji manje manje
kange kwatoipa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kudza ishe matare nekubuda muchirongwa chedu he said that you know he has been talking to people in his community and people are not supporting this and they're saying the government must simply like what Mr. Masaror was saying fund education you know at least those low grades
So now I've got a message from an anonymous person who is saying paying school fees with goats and chicken is the rightful measure since the country is under a terrible cash crisis. There's no money in the country right now as we speak. So Mr. Dokora is very correct when he says people must use the goats and chicken to pay for school fees. This is a Zimbabwean solution. It's a local solution. Then he says, Lumla is a Lonjalo, Lapake Blessing. Uti undotalo, ugas kambange bizu. Uti lapa nginanzelela uti ikwehluleka kukahulumende weZimbabwe sebona ukuthi imali ayikho sebona kungcono ukuthi athathele abantu isifuyo so ubula muntu
tine mkoma mama comments on Facebook nasi akawanda tiverenga katiwande mkoma ad shava vanoti that's where corruption starts munofunga kuti mukuru wechikoro angazobvuma kudya sadza nenyevhe huku nembudzi dziripo here tichinzi dzakamirira maplans ehurumende that's crazy pedza naye Edward Matiza anoti ini ndinoona sekupererwa kwehurumende iri kutungamira ko kana vabereki vobhadhara nezvipfuyo zvavo mari yevana yechikoro zvinoreva here kuti vadzidzisi navo vachatambiriswa zvipfuyo vamasaraure hanzi vana vakauya vachibhadhara nezvipfuyo hamuzoone kuti muchapedzisira makunzi varayiridzi mbudzi dzenyu nhatu idzi panopera mwedzi here
Tinoona nekugumirwa kunoita vanhu vari kutungamirira nyika ino hakuna chaungarambi kuti hachizodzimari chaitika. Vamwe vachatodzimara vapaza bhengi kuti hatichave nereserve bank of Zimbabwe, tatione reserve crow of Zimbabwe vatinobuda tichichengetera zvipfuyo zvedu izvo. Zvinhu zvese vanokwanisa kuzviita, asi tiri kuti ngavabvume chekutanga kuti vari kukoniwa maitiro avari kuita zvinhu. Vombogarwa pasi nevamwe vane mamwe maonero, vombopuhwa kuti chindizvo ndaitwe kuti ikonomi yedu itange kushanda, mari itange kuwanikwa ndezvipi. Nekuti zvezvipi tichitarisa maticha acho ari kunzi ari kutambira mari asi haasi kuitambira. Inongonzi yapinda muakaunti tiri kutambira manhambu. Paunozokwira uchiti ndinoti nditore mari yangu wakwereta mari yekufambisa nei, unongosvika ikoko uchinzi mari yacho mbenga muno. Asi ndine manhamba ndakatotumirwa nebhengi racho kuti takupai mari yenyu iri kunzi yapinda. Saka patatosvika izvizvi hatina chatiri kutambira. Saka zvekunzi vanhu vachadzimara vakupuwa nembudzi nemombe, zvinogona kuzodzimara zvaitika. Asi dambudziko huru riripo nderekuti hurumende iri kurwisana nevarombo zvakanyanyisa, nekuti panze pekuti tovabatsiri pachinzvimbo chacho, tovabatsire kuti vawedzere mombe dzavainadzo nembudzi dzavainadzo kuti vasarambe vachiwedzera mukutambura kwavo. Takutotora zvishoma zvezvavainazvo izvozvo tichiuya kuzozvi kuti zviite basa rekubhadhara dzidzo. Yambotaurwa nemumwe mutauri kuti iri dzidzo zve isina chiri kubatsira vana vacho, isina chiri kubatsira ikonomi yedu, ingori yepride yedu yekuti tinoti isu tine dzidzo yatiri kupa vana vedu yemhando yepamusoro. Asi umhando yepamusoro wacho hauna zvauri kutibatsira. Saka pano tinoda kuti paiswe paruvanise misoro, vanhu vonyatsoona zvingaitike kuti dambudziko rekuwanikwa kwemari rigadziriswe, dambudziko reikonomi reupfumi hwenyika hwedu rigadziriswe, tivandudze zvinhu izvezvi kuitira kuti social service yedu iite irambe iripo vanhu vachiiwana. Zvakatarise kueducation teke vanhu vanoda kurapwa, vanhu vanoda kuzvipatara. Kwese ikoko handiona vanhu vachizotinana nemombe vachienda kune mai vanoda kusununguka vachitinhirwa mombe. Dai vasununguka hakuna kwatiri kuenda nenyika, tiri kutodzokera kustone age. Dai pambogarwa pasi pangoanzi ndezvi zvatingaita kuti upfumi hwedu uwane.
Mr. Mchanga, I guess maybe there could be something that is hidden in all this, you know. At the end of the day, when you look at parents in rural areas, they depend on these kind of livestock, you know, in terms of their riches. It's based on cows and all those kind of things.
Indeed. So, I think that's what, before I leave you guys, the thing is, what you're actually saying is correct. You know, for somebody in the rural areas, the cow serves just the mere purpose of just being an asset that they can wake up in the morning and admire. They use that for plowing. They use that for milk. They use that for manure. They use that as assets. Is their inheritance? Is their family jewels? So in effect, when you get a situation where you're asking the families and communities to start raiding and depleting their family jewels, their inheritances, their assets, their day-to-day power utilities as well, you are starting to create massive problems within communities. As the gentleman was saying earlier on, let us just accept that there are things that these authorities have failed to do. They need to sit down with others and ask for guidance and help where possible. Look, there is a part of the Constitution that remains unfulfilled at the moment, which is the whole issue around devolution. Because if this devolution issue had actually been addressed, if it have addressed the issues of how, what is it that the devolution looks like, how is that funding in devolution going to work, would it have created an opportunity for authorities or local areas to actually to start looking at their own education and funding needs and saying that you raise the taxes, you use the taxes in the most appropriate way. Would that have created and leveraged for economies to start opening up and creating more value for areas? Secondly, as I said earlier on, let us not put a plaster on a gushing wound, okay? Let us fix the wound. The wound is that there is a serious and severe liquidity crisis in the country. Let us address that. Let us not stop messing around and getting ministers competing for stupidity in parliament, coming up with funny ideas almost on a weekly basis. If Dokora has to go, he must go. But somebody must tell him that, Dokora, you must actually go now because you're actually becoming a nuisance in this whole setup. And that is why the gentleman, when he said, Dokora, then his boss must go because they're actually failing to run this company called Zimbabwe Private Limited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Mchanga said you can be with him for 20 minutes. So now it's almost 30 minutes. So Otherwise,
thank you
so
very
much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mhlanga. There, I got you. You name him Terry Mkoma Donald Mamboma. Would you say Mkoma Donald? I want to know if I'm going to see him come out of the other panda. My children are John.
I want to let you go. I'm going to go on Friday.
Ah, okay. Saka, and you're in the room. I'm going to go to the school. I'm going to go to the school. I'm going to go to the school. I'm going to go to
Inyaya ndaka tosiya woni chingo hali nezvayo chitaugwa but inyaya inoona kuti government iri yaperegwa zvishuwa nokuti haungambo chero vadokora ndizvo kuti vanombotaurawo namamwe mastakeholders here muEducation
kiriwo kuti havasi vadokora chete kapa nekuti vachina masa vari kutaurawo nyaya imwe chete kuti nyangwe kuvarimi uku kana uchida kutorawo zvikwereti unokwanisa kuunoshandisa mombe dzako upwa zvikwereti kubank.
Ah, kana mishitawa vachina masa vanoti varotadza kurana kana even economy yenyika ndiri kudhakwa ndosaka vachiita zvemazano ewoka hapana ari kukwanisa kurana nyika mukati mehurumende vedu mira vanhu vakatoda patoda new blood varume tinganyeperana Zimbabwe haina kwairi kuinda iri kutodoona hapana zvavanoda kuzama kutaura nokuti kana vachitaura kuti kwembudzi nokuti izvingapera kana even mombe dzacho patemu kubva mwana vachipinda grade 1 up to form 6 kana kuuniversity saka unosara unei.
Saka poitwa sei?
Hazvina. Aiwa ka government ngaingo kingatodere ku economy nyato gadziso nyaya nyika yedu nyato kumira tine zvichegwa vari kuluta kana vachitora iwa kuru mai vachi implementa zvimwe zvinhu zvisina zvinongwa benefita iwo chete. Hakuna isu dzatine vana izvi ndo zvakabaka vakatiza mugoma hakuna chimugo even kuno kwati takangouya iruka. But kungozvisungirira kuti takatora kuti zvitori nani. Kumba hakuna chimugo mugoma blessing. Hakuna kana chimuko ngava gadzirise kumari first economy yedu inake vavatange aligners ndizvi problem irungobva kumari haisi kukonzerwa nei ndosaka vachina masa kuzotaura kudaro vari kuona kuti mari sho hakuna vamazikiu mabhengi kose kuti ma ndakatadza kutora mari yemukuru yakasendwa kubva kuSouth Africa ini kuti ndive kuno pamukuru ndikaenda kuHarare ndikaenda kumasvingo ndikapedza ndikadii ichitadza kutora mari yakatumwa irimo
vaiti kudii nenyaya yekutora mari yacho.
Kuma singo vakati kwa hii, tiku pa US dollars, but rate yacho yanga iri yakadzika iri $6.50. Saka kuti uwatume kwari maranzi, kuti uzokwanisa kutora mari iyoyo ukazokonvheta kumaranzi, unenge wava nemari shomavanja, ichakwanisa kutenga amaundi emaranzi angatumiwa aya. Hati muri kuona. Kugarare kwacho kiu yanga iripo ndikazviita, zvatova zvichizivano, unotomusiyira munhu mari yekutotenga drink shamwari wata basi. Hapana pasina njiri, pasina uori, kwa sinu wangu wa uori chete, pasina masa mshu wa itara, zangu wa corruption. Iye, di masa wache yeo noche ngedambu, anenga chifuza mwembe basi koro ndiani.
Hai, watilotu ndambu.
Anenga chifuza mwembe basi koro ndiani mkoma besi. Maka, chari, haizi, anisi pano nakanaka, ngala mbo tanga wakonza wata mwembe vanu, ma stakeholders, iye stakeholders, iye stakeholders, iye stakeholders, iye stakeholders, iye stakeholders, iye
stakeholders, iye stakeholders, iye stakeholders, iye stakeholders.
Ndira kumidirenzi kwa mkoma ka. Pandaka ndiri pandaka bhaiko zvino kwaka watoshata izvi yatovamisangana ari murikona ndekana kufira economy yedu ipapo vara kutanga watokabena kuvhundutira vanhu kudii saka nyika yedu tingaendepi mugoma blessing tingaendepi its too early iko zvino tange kuvhundutira vanhu nokuda kuti kudzidzira vanhu kubaelechi ndichazodai.
Aiwa tinotenda ndichakufonderai mukoma Donald tozotaura kuti zvimwe zviri kufamba sei.
Orait mukoma blessing maita basa mufarise mukoma timu yese ikoko.
Aiwa tinova mhorisa vese tinotenda zvikuru.
Thanks mukoma.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, that's our number one supporter there, Donald. He's back now. Of course he's saying that he does not think this proposal will work. You know, the government must go back to the drawing board and try to resuscitate the economy, which is obviously ailing. Gibbs.
Now I've got a message from Simon Mapera who says, the next thing our kids going to be sent to head this livestock. Classes are going to be turned into a code scroll. This is now a banana republic. The schools are already in a crisis. I was in Zimbabwe last year this time and I was involved in discussions around fees. I don't know anywhere around this, but one school had almost 400 kids. And only 15 were paying school fees. Yeah, so I think that's an insightful thing. I think we've got another guest there.
Who do we have now?
We've got Mr. Ambrose Swindy. He's a former member of the Cyrene High School Development Committee. Mr. Swindy, good evening. and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so
thank you. Now, Mr. Asvindi, what is your take on this proposal by the government that parents can resort to barter trade and instead of using cash, use goats and other livestock to settle their school fees arrears?
Well, what I'll say, I think this is enough evidence to every report that our government has failed to manage the economy of the country. Because we cannot be pushed back to Stone Age time when we are in this century. And surely, when one is saying we can use the livestock to pay our fees, so what does that imply? Does it mean that now the schools need to have crops to keep those goats and the cattle and other fees? These are the questions. And further to that, we are also approaching another serious conflict. Who is determined to say that my cow or my goat is worth $20 or $100? So it is a clear-cut case of that our government is spending. And after all, there is one place that we talk about that you can even go and work in a school when your parent can go and work. That again will bring down the quality of our education. And this will also be an embarrassment to the children. If the children are seeing their parents, he is working the whole day for them to pay their fees. That alone will cause challenges, and this will affect their performance at school. So what the government is now doing is now a clear-cut case that they are that destroying the reputation of our education system. And as far as I'm concerned myself, this thing will not work. I think if this government, the challenge that we have with this government, they also want to draw attention, remove the attention of the people from the right place and try and divert us. The issue now is the issue that they need to resuscitate the economy, full stop. They mustn't try and divert people's attention by saying a lot of things. This thing will not work, and personally, and all other people, we can't deal with it. We've gone past the Stone Age period, and now we're in a different century. So it doesn't have the economy to make sure that we use the money to pay the fee. Full stop.
Thank you so much. Now we welcome economist Professor Chivije. Professor Chivije, how are you doing? Professor Chivije?
Hello, I'm hearing you. Blessed evening.
Evening. Now, Professor Chivije, there's this proposal by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa that livestock can be used as collateral so that farmers can get loans from banks. What is your take on this?
Yeah, look, Chinamasa is not a banker, and I don't think he knows what he's saying, because cattle or livestock cannot be used as collateral unless the owner of those cattle is a professional commercial farmer. And even if he's a professional commercial farmer, what happens is there is what is known as NGCB, standing for Notarial General Covering Bond, which is a bond that is taken on a movable property or movable items. Now, for a commercial farmer, yes, those cattle need to be insured. Those cattle need to have value. They need to have a market value, and they need to have insurance just in case they catch a disease and then they die. It is the insurance will chip in, and then will pay at the bank. Then even on that NGCB, the banks only take less than 50% of the value because it is the lowest valuable form of security that the bank can take. And it can only be taken under exceptional circumstances to a commercial farmer who is well known, who has been borrowing for a very long period of time, and that security is discounted by at least 50%.
Thank you so much there, Professor Chivije, and please do stay on the line.
Okay.
Tombo Zokera, kuna vamasaraure. Vamasaraure? Asika maamuru kutaura kuti zviri nani kuti hurumende inge iriyo inobhadhara maschool fees aya. asika hurumende irikutadza kubhadhara varairidzi vacho irikutadza ine zvikwereti zvakawandisa inga akwanise here nemamiriro akaita zvino
chinoita kuti vatadze kubhadhara zvinhu zvose zvamataura zvakakosha kudaro inyaya yemapriorities avo kwavanokoshesa kuisa mari dzavo totanga panyaya yekuti kubva musi wavanohwina kunze vapuwa simba rekutungamirira nyika vanotanga zvekuramba vachikampeina vari saved muelection mode vachingokampeina 5 years vasingadeliver maservices ndokwavanowesta mari yavo yenyika yese vachisa chechipiri mari yavo zhinji tinopedza munyaya dzemari dzetinongonzwa iri news kuti kwabiwa yakati kwabiwa bhiriyoni pakati kwabiwa yakati mabhiriyoni akati mamiriyoni akati saka nyaya yecorruption zi mari inenge ichipera zvakare vozuva rava isina mari totarisa madzimota anoita kunge anofema avanotengerana apinda mupariamende apuwa imwe anzi aminista ane imwe akangochinja muministra apuwazve imwe motokari saka nyaya iripo inyaya yemapriorities ndo inoita kuti mari dzavo dziite sedzinoshota zoita senyika isina upfumi asi upfumi tiinawo asi huri upfumi huri kutadza kumanejewa zvakanaka tikatadzawo machina nevamwe maforeiners anouya achingotora upfumi hwedu neuwandu hwavo kana ari madiamonds ingave chii vachituta vachienda totarisawo nyaya yeproduction yedu hatina urongwa hwakadzama hwatiri kuona hwavari kuisa hwekuti production inge iripo zvinhu zvibude mari dziwani kana ivo vachinge vaona kuti vakoniwa havasi kuzvigona havachisina zvekodzero yekuti varambe vachizviti hurumende nekuti ndobasa rehurumende iroro rekupa masocial services akaita sewaya saka kana vachinge vakoniwa vanofanira kubvuma kuti takoniwa vogumira ipapo voonga vamwe vangakwanisa kutora vachienda mberi vane urongwa hwakadzama hwekuti hungabatsire nyika yedu kuti iende mberi
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
iye lapa silomulaleli singakai kuspindi kulo mulaleli kuthiwa Sipangani Sipangani kunjani kuna mapoke ebuzwani Sipangani kuna tukumwa ene Sipangani wana mtule kaki kukone tukumwa ene Sipangani kumba huko wanifoni yang kuna sicha umba nila ulisi ebu spindi spindi ukone baba spindi ukone tukumwa ene
ye nkona
ye kuhle kuthi ukhona spindi So nxa sikhangeleke emadolobheni lapha nxa emakhaya kuyabhatalwa ngewotshi kubhatalwe angazi amadonki kubhatalwe lokunye okuthize ngokunye okuthize emadolobheni abantu bayenza njani kuthiwa phela nxa ungela mali uyakwanisa ukuthi uthi mina spindi ngiyakwazi ukutshaya itraweli ngiyakwazi ukwakha kancane kumbe vele ngukapenta uhambe uyevaza nje okuyitafule esikolo kumbe into ezinjalo spindi ubona njani koloko
inkulumo ngelangqondo ungakhayela izikolo zethu eziningi emadrobheni
ifoni yakhe simane yaqhumeka nje so I asked him about people who are urban dwellers what they're going to do alternatively I think Dokola is saying it's likely that you can go to work for a school or maybe like I think you have got some skills in carpentry
and then you can
go to Marondera High School and help there. So maybe it's a good idea or a bad idea, I don't know. So I guess we can go ahead.
Let's read some messages that we have. Tina Shushine Gumbo, anoti iri bo because Zimbabwe yave kumawere chero ukada kutengesa mbudzi inotengwa nani because mari hakuna. Then we have Mary Mukarati, we are a cashless society, so zvichatengwa nani zvipfuyo zvacho. Is your caller back?
Yes, ependukile njalo Sipangani. Sipangani uyangizokona manje?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani baba?
Ukhona
njani baba? Hayi sibili kakhulu ngapho kona.
Hello.
Ye ukuphi konapho?
Lapha ngisebutwana.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu. Akutsho phela ukuthi usokuthiwa phela wenelisa ukubhadalela izifundo ngenkomo kumbe imbuzi kumbe into ezinjalo. Wena ukubona njani kona?
Ngizwile leyo ndaba manje bengizivuka ukuthi njengoba isikhathi side kangaka lokhu esithi uzibuse uzibuse manje singakwanisa yini ukuba nasithakazelele leyo independence kuze kufikele kusasa namhlanje kangiboni ukuthi siyithakazele njengoba khathesi ngisebutwana kangilayo leyo mbuzi yokuba niyobhadalela umntwana ekhaya izikolo njalo abantwana esilabo lapha baxotshiwe ezikolo kufuneka oseminis ibutwana kayifuni lamasemisi ukuba nasiwariwe bayala bayawarijeka
so manje kuthiwani nxa kunjani
hayi le ndaba mna kamboni ukuthi ikhona njengoba kathethi masiya vota danga sila vota kodwa vele ukhanya akuna mpumelelo engaba khona njengoba balo othimbe ukuthi umonga ngimpilo yelizwe hayi ubeyiphilekile
pho kumele kuthweni inxa kunje
hayi lokhu ndoda ngibona ngani sokusazi uNkulunkulu ophezulu angiboni ukuthi kule nivekela phambili uNkulunkulu ngiyobesazi ukuthi kuzoxa kuzowelahle
ye kodwa ona ubona ngazani-ke nxa usukhangele kungasebenza yini ukuthi kuze kuthiwa usibangani kumele abhadale ngembuzi kumele abhadale imbuzi awula phela wena
hallo
kule mbuzi kumba awula
hallo
ye uyangizwa sibangani I think ifoni yakhe ile nkinga uyangizwa
hallo ngiyakuzwa
ye nxa sikhuluma-ke siya phambili ubona ngazani njengoba wena ungela mbuzi kumbe awula nkomo kumbe idonki kumbeni so-ke pho abantwana uzababhadalela ngani
kuthi ukuthi angiboni lokuthi ngizababhadalela ngani njengoba lokulima masingathi siyolima izulu linile kodwa amabele athile phela besiqembile ukuthi sizalokudla njengoba izulu lelinile
Oh, okay. amafoni alamhlanje-ke anganabhede-ke mfowethu kodwa-ke we're trying by all means to connect people so all what you are saying is that it doesn't even own a goat so you know and in Botswana they've got a problem the government is not renewing their permits so they have to go back home and it doesn't know where it's going to start you know because it doesn't own nothing back home so I think besikhuluma lo Baba Sipindi and then ifoni yakhe siqhumeka Baba Sipindi suphendukile
ndendokile.
Ye. So besakhuluma konompana ukuthi Baba Sipindi wena ukubona njani konoko ukuthi ye nanku siya kubona ungakhipha lokhu nxa usemakhaya kodwa emadolobheni ke kuyakhitshwana. Kuyamele phela kuyehlakula into ezinjalo.
Bensathi mina emadrobheni even emakhaya emadrobheni lawo akwenzi ingqondo ngoba nxa kusithiwa mina uSipindi ngihambe nje itravel yami ngiyetsha izitina ungakhangela kumbe ngiye kwenza icarpentry ungananzela izikolo eziningi zemadrobheni izikolo vele ezilento yonke ezilamaklasi mayenele yonke into ikhona and uzatshaya leyo travel usenzani utshaya leso sitina ukuthi wakhani njenge sikolo sezakhiwe njalo singakhona ukuthi nxa kuthiwa mina ngizotshaya itravel emadrobheni fanele kube le mithini yokuthi wenzani ngayo imithini yakhona vele iyabe ithengwe ngani nxa abantu babo bezabuya bethi bona bazosebenza njalo unganazela siyasizwe kuthiwa ngenxa ye-economy efileyo yezimbabwe la uzezwa kuthiwa about 60% abantu bayehluleka between 60 and 70% bayehluleka ukubhadala ifees so kambe kungabuya abazala isikole silabantwana silabazali bange-1000 kube yi-700 bezosebenza isikole vela siyayidinga imali yokuthi sithenge i-stationary sithenge lokhu lalokhu nxa umuntu esesebenzile isikole vele silawopharetha njani ingasela mali so sizama ukuthi into ekhulunywa ngurhulumende leyi vele yinto engelangqondo ayinto engaso zisebenze njalo urhulumende ngithilo futhi ukuthi engabalekela iqiniso iqiniso elikhona elawavusa i-economy leyi urhulumende wasithembisa abantu ngo-2013 ukuthi uzavula imisebenzi engu-2 million kakhulu ngemisebenzi eyi-2 million nto uyivula njani kulokuthi aqale ukucela ngezizinto ufuna ukukhipha ingqondo yethu lapho asitshela khona ayenze sitawo into ezingacabangiyo nxa urhulumende sehlulele kathi sehlulekile ngoba thinesi kugayileyo kathesi esicabanga ukuthi ithina masa notokora lohulumende onke bazasitshela uhulumende ezane ukuthi hhayi thina imisebenzi engu-2 million sesiyenza nansi but kanti bawento ezinye ezingelangqondo lokho abakukhulumayo akusoze kusebenzele and asoze kusebenze yiphupho nje elingancediyo elibisele izimbabwe emuva
yes yakuza kakhulu ubambe kolapho ungayikho kutshana so what he's saying is that you know working in schools is not workable so he says suppose 1000 parents at a given school decide to go and work at that particular school what is going to happen he says what you need is money in order to operate schools so if you don't have money then there's a problem you cannot operate those schools so he says even if he has to go to work at let's say Mkhali primary school there's no material to work with in the first place who's going to buy that material so he says this thing is just out of you know line and then he went on to say that ZANU-PF is avoiding pertinent issues one of the issues is the 2 million jobs promised in 2013 so the question is according to him where are the jobs nothing else yeah
let's go to Professor Chivizi are you still on the line
I still have the line there.
Yes. Now, Professor Chibisi, I think what most banks are saying is that the government must simply give the farmers, say, 99-year leases, and then they can use that as collateral. And the government seems to be reluctant to do that, opting for this use of livestock. Why is it problematic for the government to give farmers 99-year leases?
Yeah, I think if those leases are given for 99 years, then it means they can be transferable.
Mm-hmm.
Then if they are transferable, then it's likely that the land will then concentrate on those on the rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen then is if a farmer fails to pay, then you will lose that lease, and then the land is given to somebody else. So at the end of the day, most of the people, especially those that are on a reliable political areas, they are likely to lose their land. And that is with some political repackages. That is precisely why the government doesn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Professor Chibisi Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Sibuyekuye Baba Sibindi. Nethemba lokuthi lokuzocinga wena.
Yeah.
Yeah. Akutsho ke Sibindi ukuthi suka lapha kuyowa ngaphi. Kuyaphela njani konke lokhu?
Laba njengoba ngisitsho mina ngibona ungathi kusegcekeni khathesi ukuthi uhulumende wethu uyehlulekile. Singakhohlwa. Siyesaba la ma-barriers check ngale muva. Ehlula. Sabuya lapho kwangena uhulumende wemanyano wenza into ethile ingqondo kwangena i-multicurrency. Khathesi singathi sihamba ngconywana. Nangu useyichwile futhi usefaka amagondi. Imali elohlonza isabonakali. Khathesi nanguye eqa futhi usekhuluma ngenkomo lembuzi. Lokuthi umntu azosebenza. Onke lokhu kuyatshengisa uhulumende osehlile ukwenza izinto. Njalo khonokho esikutshiwo ukuthi kuthiwa abantu bakhiphe inkomo, bakhiphe imbuzi bazosebenza, ungezelela into esihlala sikhumayo kugwelegwele ukuthi ayi-corruption. Ngoba mina uyithi mase uzafika athi hhayi usilindi lo Sibanda lo Dube lo bani basebenzile singasebenzanga. Into ufanele inanzeleli. So bese kuthiwa abantu abaqhube befunda ngoba engesingobhuru bakhe. Phezu kwalokho futhi le nkomo zelezi emakhaya ukuthi azikhutshwe, zizakhutshwa ngathi zafaka ukuthi bisihambe kuzaba lezi baye esikolo, asilashuwa. Zivuke zisaza kuthiwa zivuke zitshontshiwe. Sebezithathele futhi ngoba ngokugulva phela abantu bezizalela sikhuluma ngabo. Bajoyinde zokuganga. So we are saying thina iqiniso elikhona kule ndlela ezimbili kuphela. Uhulumende lavume ngayinto sezalile ukuthi zalile. Anike abanye abantu abangenelisa ukuthi barane ilizwe leli le-economy ngendlela eyiyo. Ngoba impilo yabantu abethu sibona ngathi isele ezandleni kahulumende lo. And abantu abethu basikhuma education sethakathesi. Isozi lezemfundo yethu liyehla liyaphansi. Ngoba abantwana mbona bengafundanga emakhaya khona sebeseluswe inkomo lengulube lifithana nezinja lamadonki. Kuthi hhayi azifide. So abantu abethu babulawa sikhangele. And njengabazali thina ngibona ngathi silomlando omkhulu eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende sukume sile hayi uhulumende. Sesidiniwe ngoba lukhuluma lokhu nangalokhu. Akulungisa i-economy, xa i-economy isala, banecele yokungena abantu balungiswa. Ngoba sesiqhubeke sidubeka ngale ndlela, sesidubeke abantu sebekhathele ngalo hulumende. Iliqiniso elikhona.
Mhm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Sibindi. So Mr. Sibindi is saying that the government of Zimbabwe is currently ruining young people's lives. So he says, you know, this is not acceptable. And at the end of the day, the government should go.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no plan here. So they have nothing to do in order to run Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mr. Masaraura, is he on the line? Mr. Masaraure? I think we have lost him. The phones are a bit problematic, and we've also lost, I think, Professor Chibisi. Maybe let's just reach some more. Oh, you're still on the line.
Professor is on the line.
Okay, Professor. Right. Professor Chibisi, I wanted to say, let's look at the possible solutions here. There's this liquidity crunch. What can be done in the immediate term or in future, long term, that is, to try to make sure that the cash issue is addressed?
Yes, there is no short-term solution to the cash crisis, the liquidity crisis we have, simply because
we are not able to sustain our own currency, that is the bond note which is on the market. Now, in the long term, what is really required in the country is investment. And when there is investment, then there is the creation of goods. If goods are created, then their value money, they will then come in. Now, the investment that you are talking about here is not domestic investment, because people in here in Zimbabwe, they don't have money. Mm-hmm. We are talking about foreign direct investment. People who are coming from other countries coming to invest into the country in Zimbabwe. But that is not going to happen in Zimbabwe if we have got the current political dispensation. Because of that law, which says if you bring your money, then people here in Zimbabwe are going to take more than 50% of it, and then you remain with only 49%. And no person in his right mind can come and invest his money in the country so that he will lose 51%. And I just don't know what the current authorities in Zimbabwe, the people who are ruling at the moment, the microfinance and all the others, are thinking about that, because it is just not possible. And without investment, then we are stuck with this current cash crisis, because we don't have our own currency. The US dollar will go out definitely, because we're not creating anything. And because the US dollar is created in America, that's where they are creating their own money. And we are not creating anything. So it will go out as we import. Mm-hmm. Our bond note cannot work simply again because we are not creating anything. So without production, there is no money. That is the basic principle. Without production, then there is no money. So until and unless there is investment in the country, then there is no money. But there can't be investment when we have got the current political dispensation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yeah, we've got some messages. Wiseman Chaputa says this will definitely affect the banking sector to a greater extent at a time when banks are struggling to get enough deposits. Then we've got Norma Cabo says this is very sad. Where are we headed? Seriously? And then we've got Emmanuel Spandau says the running cost of any entity can never be met by crowds full of livestock or parents queuing to offer services. The liquidity crunch has to be tackled head on, not circumvented by these funny stopgap measures. At this rate, how will we generate cash for the day-to-day running of schools, including salaries, ultimately?
Mm-hmm. Then we have some more comments on Facebook. Blessing Mahoho, Anoti Ko, Vano Valua says, Pua Zacho, Pane ure muhere o zese zvinoita. Ko kana chichirwara vanovheta here? Ko kana usina mota dzekuzvitakura kusvika nazvo zvipfuwo zvacho? It's all a question of liquidity. Zvipfuwo lacks in liquidity capacity. Regerai Chikovore anotivo ndiko kupenga zvoku. Vapererwa havachadi kupa vanhu mari dzavo dziri mabank. Vodazve kuvatorera zvipfuwo. Zimbabwe yatirwadzisa vedwe. Silas Chabani anoti useless azviite izvozvo. Kana kwake kuine nzara asade kushuzhira kuchikoro. Siriu Mangwana anoti ndezvekupenga zvaakuitwa nehurumende yeZANUPF. Ko kana ndine chikwereti $5 apa ndisina huku, ndinenge ndine mbudzi chete apa ileta $30. Ko vanotipa change yemari Zimbabwe. Something else. Gives those are some of the.
Yeah, Baba Speed. Ukolek Kuman.
Nkol.
We are Zuela Malbakulum, Malapago, Kulmelozu, Uba Malbakulum. Just 1 minute. Less than a minute, actually.
Hello?
Yeah, in Jabal Bakulum, Sibili, Ubolanjan, Okulian Zulu. Abantu bakhulumile
ngitshambe abantu lapha sivumelana labo ukuthi vele into le ekhulunywa ngukhulumende into engasoze isebenze. Akulalizwe noba ngapha emhlabeni elenelisa ukuthi usebenzise izifuyo ukuthi ufuna ukusebenzisa imali badala ifizi isebenzayo. So le into engasebenziyo njengoba besithi izikhulumi zonke nakhona ukutsho ukuthi nxa ubhadala imali akufanele ibe ne-change njengoba besithi ubabuza ayithola ngaphi nxawona unembuzi uwela nkukhu. Njalo phezu kwalokho futhi ngakhohlwa ukuthi xa kuthiwa uzosebenza esikolo ngoba nozageje ukuthi engisebenze lapha sokuwu-$100 konke lokhu ngamaphombi lesigaba lawo esibona ngathi ahlala lawo uhulumende engazangezeli bugwelegwele bukhona. So uyasifithi thina le into yezifuyo nandokusebenza ezikolo I chose strawberries.
Okay,
imali.
Yes,
imali.
Siyabonga, thank you so much. We want to thank our guest this evening, Professor Chivije, an economist, President Obet Masaraure of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Bengtemba Mhlanga, political and economic commentator, and also Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, former member, Serene High School Parents Association. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.